Linda's devotional on Uplifting Encouraging Spirit FM.
Yours truly writes, "This will be the sixth Mother's Day I celebrate without my mother, Olive Harrison. At 13, she left school to raise her three siblings and her new baby brother, born just a few months after her father was killed in a drill boat accident. Her formal education stopped in eighth grade, but Mom educated herself in so many ways. She taught herself to knit, and as a result of those hours of skill, I have carefully stored away several baby sweaters she lovingly toiled over for her granddaughters. She was a Sunday school teacher, served on the Ladies Missionary Committee and Social Committee. Our house was small, but still available to visiting evangelists and strangers in need. There were dozens of home-cooked turkey dinners sitting around our small wooden table in our tiny kitchen at Christmas. As our family enlarged with husbands and grandkids, my mother just added more chairs and prepared more food. There was nothing instant on her menu. She baked pies, made melt-in-your-mouth butter tarts, and even though she had a small budget, we ate well. She nurtured and lovingly cared for her dozens of houseplants, especially her violets and her vegetable gardens. Bringing them to life gave her so much satisfaction. I regret not telling her just how very important and special she was in my life. It wasn't until I sat beside her hospital bed in August 2007, after she suffered a stroke and I held her hand, that I realized time had robbed me of that, and now there was no more time. Even though her eyes remained closed, I knew she could hear. So I spoke softly into her ear, "Mom, you've been the best mother anyone could have had." Her eyes fluttered, and to my surprise, she spoke with a slight slur. "No, I don't know about that." Well, I knew, and I wanted her to know. I spent the next few days by her hospital bed, holding her hand, telling her I loved her, and singing some of her favorite hymns while she slept, like "Amazing Grace," "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," "I Come to the Garden Alone." Those were the last words I spoke to my mom. Even though I know she's in a better place, the pain of separation and loss is very deep. There's a massive void in my life, but that void has made me determined. Determined to be more vocal with my love and praise to my girls. And when they interrupt my schedule with a story or a question, I'm stopping to let them intrude gladly. For all too soon, time will separate us just like it did with my mom.